And welcome to the 24th episode of Charlie and Me. Feels a little deja vu there for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. But anyway, welcome. We got a great show planned out for you. And I think it's going to be a blast. If you're not our friends and family, we're not sure why you're listening. If you are our friends and family, we thank you for listening. And to all of you, it's going to be great. So, Charlie, what's up?
We saw each other this weekend.
Yep, another great weekend of Charlie and me running into each other. Classic.
Classic stuff.
Classic stuff.
Yeah, we had like a cabin reunion kind of weekend with all of our college buddies. So that was a blast getting to see everyone. Plus, we had our fantasy football draft. So
we did. Oh man, that was important.
It's getting real. Things are getting back to the serious.
Yep.
Seriousness of competition.
It's highly competitive. It's a very, very competitive league. Eight-team league because we want to keep the points. We like high-scoring games.
Offense sells tickets. So.
Yep, offense puts it in the seats. So, yeah, it was a pretty big weekend. I got the classic first-round pick. Let's go Gronk.
Your boy Gronk, 4-for-4 now and having him first round
four
pick?
4-for-4 for 4 years of me drafting Rob Gronkowski. I think I drafted him first round first pick twice, 50% of those times.
You've had first pick, which is
– yeah. I mean,
who knows? Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good skill, maybe it's bad skill, but hey.
You know, he won me the league 1 year easily.
But did you win our first year?
Hell yeah. By a landslide.
It's okay. I beat you the second 2 years.
And we'll see what happens in the fourth.
Alrighty.
We have a good podium on that similar topic. The podium of the best fantasy football team names. And this is strictly fantasy football because if we play a different fantasy sport, we still want to use this one again. So strictly fantasy football. You want to go first?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I got your bad juju.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Juju Smith-Schuster. He's on my team, so that's my new team name right there.
That's a good one, actually.
So, got that bad juju.
I'm glad you picked that one first. Mine is Golden Taint.
For Golden Taint.
Yep.
That's good. You played on both his names. So
yeah.
That's
This one's a little more PG-13 for those of you under 13 listening. I don't know why, but
go ask your parents if it's okay.
Yeah.
My next one, going off the Iowa theme here, Mayfield of Dreams.
Ooh, that's a pretty good one. I like
Mayfield
that.
Mayfield of Dreams.
I like that. My next one, Turn Your Head and Goff. For Jared Goff. I like that one.
Rams quarterback, man. Okay, my third and final one will be Just Say Wentz.
I like that one. I like that one. All right. This is tough. I have a couple good options left. My last one, I think I got to go with it. Mariota had Little Lamb.
I had that written down.
I like that one.
I did too.
We probably researched on the exact same site.
Probably. It's the first Google search, so.
What was the honorable mentions?
Hey Darnold.
I like that one. I like
Baby
that
got Dak.
Baby got Dak.
Baby got Dak.
Two girlies, one cup.
Yeah. Okay.
Hide and Zeke.
Okay.
I like these ones. These ones are hot.
Yeah. Continue. One more thing.
Yes.
So I didn't get to watch it this weekend. Uh-oh. I forgot to mention the update. But in my car ride back from the lake, the tiger drama was so real.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I was on my phone just constantly updating Twitter. Just refresh, refresh, refresh.
Yeah.
And, I was almost audibly screaming in the chair. And then Kale's like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, oh, it's just Tiger.
It was an emotional Sunday for sports all around. And then David Bodie hits a walk-off home run
I stopped the game in the seventh inning. I was like, ah, this is done.
This is done. They look good.
Boom.
Opens it up. Pinch hit.
Moonshot.
Walk off. Moonshot. 450 feet over the center field wall.
Dead center.
Oh, my God. There's nothing. I changed the background on my phone.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
I loved his rounding the bases, just arm plane wings out just the whole time.
Flying around the base. And he was not going slow.
No, he was like sprinting.
He was sprinting. He was little Charlie Hustle the whole way around.
He almost did like a Sammy Sosa little shuffle, shuffle leap, and then boom, he was gone.
Oh, my God. But he knew the moment he hit it, too. He's like, that's out. That's out. Bat flip. Little Joey Bats bat flip. And then Tiger comes in there. God, it was just it was a pretty good Sunday. I wish I would have felt a little better on Sunday to enjoy sports.
It was funny because at the hotel, or not the hotel, the airport bar, I got in a little conversation with a guy, and we were talking about Tiger. And I was like, yeah, I don't see him winning any more majors. He's done. And then he does this in my face. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, he could definitely win a major still.
Now you're sitting there Monday morning, you're like, God damn it, I eat my words from Friday. And if you put his scores together from the Open, the British Open and the PGA.
Last two majors, he has the best cumulative score.
The best cumulative score. That's sick.
So, Ryder Cup.
I don't know. Pick. You think he's gonna be a pick?
Oh, he's 20th in the world right now.
I know.
No, sorry, 23rd.
Felix not guaranteeing it.
Yeah, but he's at this point he might make it just on Ryder Cup points. He might not need to be a captain's pick.
We'll see. That'll be hot. That'll be a hot take when it comes around.
That's for sure.
Hot take. All right, let's roll on this interview and let's get it rolling. Now we welcome on a good friend, Tate Larson. Good friend of mine from high school. Just met everyone up at the cabin with us. He was up there getting weird.
Yeah.
but Tate, welcome on.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. We always start with the same question. It's always, what's your favorite Charlie and me story? Obviously, some people know Charlie better than they know me. Sometimes some people know me better than they know Charlie.
Yeah.
But you got any good stories?
I mean, this weekend really was the first time I met Charlie, so I don't really have a good Charlie story.
Bummer.
Oh, shucks.
And then a Grant story. I mean, my favorite story of you is just you shooting a bottle rocket out of your butt. Have you talked about that on the show already?
I think I mentioned it, but you were there.
Yeah.
But tell from your perspective.
Bunch of guys came up to visit Abe for the weekend for the 4th of July, and
the week.
Yeah, really. Just did a lot of drinking, and we took advantage of Grant's willingness to give him to peer pressure. And
yeah, we went out to dinner, and then after dinner, we're on the way back, and everyone's like, Grant, you should shoot a bottle rocket out of your ass. And
yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Like right away, I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, what's the worst that can happen? I burned myself.
Yeah.
And I just did it.
Wakes up with blisters. The
Wakes
next
up
morning.
With blisters all over my butt.
But it was a great video.
It was a fantastic video.
Oh, yeah. We still have it.
Oh, if that ever gets deleted.
That'll be a sad day.
I'm not doing it again.
All right. We'll kick it off. So, as we mentioned, you were at the cabin this weekend with us, and that means we had a basketball game. We always have a basketball game there.
Right.
So I don't know how it felt to get locked down by the smallest guy on the court.
Yeah, that wasn't a good feeling. That's a whole different style of basketball, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's cross-country basketball right there.
Yeah, taking breaks to sip on beer.
Beer break.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It's definitely a different style of basketball than you played.
And, what, 9-foot hoop?
Yeah, I felt like Kevin Durant, like, shooting down at the basket.
Yeah, you had a couple ferocious dunks out there. Whenever I saw you like get ready for takeoff, I just started running the other way.
Is your ankle healed yet?
No, it's still pretty fat, black and blue.
Just straight injuries from a not even rec league basketball game.
Didn't even feel it either. I didn't feel it till the next.
Well, that was because the beer breaks.
Yeah, right.
The next morning, I did something to my ankle too. I'm just limping around now. I was like, oh, basketball happened again.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
So do you find yourself, since you played competitive ball, like Charlie and I, if we go to a race now, we'll say like, oh, we're gonna run easy, and then next thing you know, we see we're passed by the guy that just has nothing to do with being in front of us, like a 50-year-old overweight guy, and we get competitive. just because something like that? Do you see yourself at like at the gym in a little shoot around, and next thing you know, you're like getting competitive with the old guy that's just there to, you know, make sure he doesn't die of a heart attack?
Right. Yeah. It's tough. You lose it so fast, and it's really bitter.
Oh yeah. And then you just don't want to be that guy that's last.
Yeah. For basketball, I don't know. You just lose it so fast. A lot of it's just like they're just different movements. Like, you get slow. You can't move side to side very quickly. And
right.
Like, you don't play for a couple months, and you just feel like you suck. So
right. And you get gas going up and down the court.
Oh, yeah. Red faced right away.
I get gas coming up down the court even when I'm in, like, good running shape.
Yeah.
Follow-up question on that, kind of. So, like, maybe physically, you know you're not as good, but mentally, you think you're still at that level? You get frustrated
at the start of the game. Like, at the beginning, until you miss a lot of shots and you're getting blown by guys.
Yeah, that's how I felt this weekend, too.
Cross-country players locked you down. I felt
really good. I'm pretty sure I airballed, like, three balls. And then I stopped shooting.
It's like, oh, yeah, I was never good at this. Forgot about that.
Yeah, I was never actually good, but... whatever.
So my 2K talents don't translate.
Scrappy. I was down there boxing out, throwing elbows, grabbing a couple guys.
Grant's biggest attribute is his willingness to snoop to a level in basketball that usually no one else in those kind of games are, where he just wants to muck it up.
I'll muck it up. I'm the fighter.
Yeah, he's like the Dennis Rodman type player. Oh,
yeah, I could definitely see myself being compared to Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
The best outlet passer in the game. I can't even fucking throw the ball.
Yeah, you're doing no-look passes. I was like, just do the regular ones.
Just look me in the eye.
Just look at me first.
Let's perfect this before we go on.
Yeah. Oh, what a blast.
All right, so I hear you played D2 basketball. Yep. So what was the toughest part about playing a sport in college that took place during both semesters?
Yeah, just the season was so long. I felt like I never had a break. And it was just tough checking Snapchat, seeing all your friends at big universities doing stuff all the time. And you were just
partying nonstop.
In the gym, yeah.
Yeah.
That was tough. Especially in the first year.
Going back, would you do it again, go to a small school so you can play a sport type thing? Or would you go the big university route?
I wouldn't have changed it, no. I like the route I took. But... it's not easy for sure.
Yeah, I get that for sure.
We can definitely agree on that, but
yeah, you guys know.
Year round, we were always running.
Yeah,
that was fun.
We had about 3 weeks off a year, so that was
a lot of fun. Those 3 weeks were the drunkest 3 weeks of my life, but
until graduation.
Did you guys both do track too, as well?
Yep.
Okay.
So,
we were pretty much the same thing where we literally got a week off around the holidays. And then we were back running because we had indoor track starting in January.
Were you guys really competitive with each other?
Charlie and I got really competitive with each other.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I hate losing at anything. It could be practice. It could be beer pong. It could be
Tiger
Woods.
Hey, we didn't take any losses in that, though, this weekend.
Yeah, we're like 7-0.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Grant and I are almost more competitive with each other than probably anyone else. Like, you know, other schools, no, I don't want to lose to Grant number one.
Yeah.
Then I'll take care of everyone else number two.
Yeah, that definitely happened a lot. I remember there was some really intense, like, ping pong games we had against each other. We had a ping pong table in our backyard.
Let's clarify that. They were intense.
Were intense as in, like, I got heated every time.
Like,
because,
verbally intense.
Yes.
I would give Grant 10 points and we're playing to 21.
And I have this, like, you never give me 10 points. You don't have to be a dick. I have this superiority complex where every time I lose, I'm just saying, let's play again until, like, I just think for some reason, I'm going to win next time.
Yeah.
For some stupid reason, I'll just pull one out after we're all getting really tired.
Not the case.
But
no.
I swear I do that in, like, anything. I was like, no, let's just double down.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a bad gambler.
Another one.
Just double down on it. But yeah, no. Very competitive. Were you competitive with your roommates and...
Yeah, my one roommate, Silas, I was really competitive with.
Yeah. Just 'cause
I think we're the only two white guys on the team, really, so.
So how are you competitive with your teammate in basketball? Because you're not competing against them on the team.
Well, right, we had the same position, so, like, we kind of just fought over it, like,
sure,
you know.
Sure,
like,
that makes sense.
We had a better game at practice, so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So switching topics a little bit here.
getting real serious.
Really serious. This one's extremely serious. You better be ready.
All right.
What's the strangest dream or nightmare you've ever had?
I really don't dream a lot.
So, okay, what's the strangest dream you have? One.
Do you have, like, a reoccurring nightmare at all?
No, I do have nightmares. I don't really dream. I'll have a nightmare, and, it's always the same one. Like, I move so slow. Like, I can't get away.
Oh, my God.
Why? What?
That's exactly Charlie's.
Really?
Yeah. I have a nightmare that I get really fat, and I'm playing soccer. And this ball just trickles by me, and I am, like, stuck in the mud. And then everyone else just... Boom, just flies by me, and, like, I'm, like, just trying my hardest. I'm, like, breaking a sweat and not moving.
Yeah.
That's my nightmare.
No, I understand now why they make movies where, like, the dumb blonde or something can't get away just, like, from a guy walking at her. Because, like, that's what my dream is. Or my nightmare.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yeah. I don't get
It's almost, I'm going to say, a nightmare. It's just, like, scary. Like, I'm not getting my life to that point. I will not be stuck.
Yeah. That's why you keep running.
Exactly. Just as long as I run a couple times a week, I won't get there, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think my only nightmare is like when I was 5, and then you just imagine that you're peeing, and next thing you know, you wet the bed. And it's a nightmare. The nightmare isn't really the sleep; it's waking up.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that now? Pee? Where like you'll wake up and then like do the check and like, oh, and then just pass back out.
I do the check a lot. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night like, oh my god, I really have to pee, and you start having that dream, and then you're like, no. Not now.
No, the worst is when you just have to pee and you just have a rock on and like you, like yeah, you go to the bathroom and you have to like get to the weirdest position just to go to the bathroom.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, is this PG? Sorry.
You gotta play Superman on top of the toilet.
Yeah. You're doing yoga, just go to the bathroom in the pitch black.
And you don't want to turn a light on because you want to go back to bed and see where you're going. Oh, yeah, that is rough. Been there.
On that note, we always end our little question segment with the tattoo question. So I noticed you have a tattoo. Mm-hmm. So if you were to get another one, what would it be and where would you put it?
Something serious. I'd get 2 roses for my mom and my sister.
Aw.
Yeah.
Aw.
I don't think about funny ones that often. I used to.
I always like to tell people Grant's face is an option. So yeah.
I actually had someone tell me yesterday. Someone told me where they would get a tattoo, or like where they think everyone should get a tattoo because they have a tattoo there. But I'll keep anonymity here. Basically, they said that they think everyone should get an ass tattoo because it's so liberating. Just. Whatever it is, like a little funny ass tattoo, because it's liberated. I was like, all right.
Some of the funniest people I know have ass tattoos.
Wow.
You met one this week.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. No. Anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't have any goofy ones really though.
That's all right. We started asking that question to people, expecting everyone to kind of give a goofy response because a lot of the people we know don't have tattoos. And everyone started giving serious responses. So everyone's been serious about it ever since Abe said Lisa Mahari on his lower body.
Yeah. Did you ever talk to Cole if you heard that?
I told him what happened. I had to.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry Cole. Sorry Lisa. Sorry Rod.
Rod is not his sister.
We got a special one for you. We're bringing back the spelling bee.
Okay. Ooh, I suck at spelling.
Oh, yeah.
This could be fun. I actually have some pretty big words here.
Oh, no.
Here's a pen and paper in case you need
to
write.
Okay, I will need that.
So, basically, you guys know the rules. I'll give Charlie a question. If he gets it right, I'll give you one.
Okay.
But if he gets it wrong, you get to steal it from him.
Okay.
The third round, you guys each get your own, and it's basically best 2 out of 3. All
right.
So... Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
So, Charlie, your word is ibuprofen.
Oh, no. I use spell check. I like this one locked in on spell check for me. Give me a half minute. This might take a little second. Should I tell a story about ibuprofen?
How much time do we got here?
I like refuse to take it now.
No, you already wrote about it.
Mm-hmm. Check out the blog.
Wow, this is... Do I have the option to steal it or like a new one?
You can basically get the opportunity to take it, and if you get it wrong, then I'll ask you another one.
Okay.
I saw this about four different times, so.
All right. One of the four might be right.
I doubt it. I b e a p r o p h e n.
No.
Give it a ride.
No. Tate, what do you got?
Ooh. I don't know. I b e p r o p h e n.
No, Tate was a little bit closer, but it's I b u p r o f e n.
That is not right.
My very first time I spelled it, I had an extra H in there, otherwise I was right, and that really sucks.
An extra H?
I had a H.
All right. Either way.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Tate, your first word is eligible.
Eligible?
Yeah, like you're eligible for your first.
Like I'm
year.
An eligible bachelor.
Yes, you are in fact an eligible bachelor.
Ooh. Able, ible.
It's a tough debate here.
I would be a really bad spelling bee, like. In real life, because I feel like I would hear them start spelling it and just start laughing at them.
I don't know if it's an A or an R. I'm gonna say E L I G A B L E.
That's not right.
No.
Charlie?
I think I have this. E L I G I B L E.
That's correct.
It is an I.
It is an I. So this one.
I wrote that first.
The final round here could mean a lot. It could mean a lot. Tate, you go first since you're bringing up the rear here.
Okay.
Your word is... this is tough.
Don't think. Just give him a word, Grant.
This word, your word is parody. Like a call-put parody.
And I can't steal this one, right?
You cannot steal it.
Okay. I know it, just FYI.
Good for you.
Those endings.
Don't think, just write and react.
This one actually is kind of tough, because you could go like two different ways with it.
Okay, P-A-R-A-D-Y.
So close.
No. Charlie, I'm going to ask you afterwards for extra points.
If it's an I again, I swear.
But, Charlie, your word is foreign.
Foreign, like... It's foreign language?
Correct.
Well, that doesn't look right.
That's the one I do know.
God damn it, we could have switched words. Is it either an A, I, O, or U toward the end there? F-O-R-I-E-G-I-O-N.
You were pretty close, but no cigar. I want to hear you try to spell parody. What do you got?
P-A-R-A-D-O-Y.
No.
Oh.
Are any of these right?
No.
How do you spell foreign?
Foreign? This game. You had the I and the E mixed around. That's tough, buddy. Next time.
That's not even the I before E except after C roll either.
No.
They really mess with you.
Really? That really got to you, dude. Think about rain, though. How do you spell rain?
Do we have any more words? Are we ending in time?
Technically, you won. You're the only one that got one right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You don't remember it. You want to keep this piece of paper for your collection?
Yes. I'm going to hang that up.
Well, Tate, we're happy to have you on. That was a good time. Wait,
do
what?
You have any questions for us?
Yeah, do you have any questions for us?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Nice question, Grant.
I know I'm going to think of one when we need to stop recording.
Like right when we hang up? Yeah. That always happens. I'm pushing the clock.
No.
Three. Two. That's it.
What's your favorite thing about Charlie?
About Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Wow. I like this question.
And least favorite thing.
Oh. Ooh. 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 This could be good. Favorite thing about Charlie. His personality, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, I say?
It's pretty similar between you two.
Pretty similar, yeah. We have a similar personality, do you think?
I think so, to some degree.
That's pretty opposite.
Dominant. Yeah, obviously mine's a lot more dominant, but that's all right.
I'm a beta, I know.
My least favorite thing about it.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm cool.
Least favorite thing about Charlie is his location of living.
Okay. Well put.
Thanks,
that
man.
That was good.
Well put.
Charlie, what do you got? What do you got for me?
Oh, we're reciprocating? I could have been thinking this
whole time. Yeah, come on. This is a relationship.
My favorite thing about Grant is the way he is able to get me to come out of my shell when I'm with him. Oh. So, like...
That's deep. I'm going to cry.
Just the way he interacts with people and just the way we interact together. My least favorite thing about Grant is probably when he gets a little too intoxicated.
Yeah.
He goes into this, like, philosopher state and tries to fix everything, and I'm like, go home, Grant. But yeah, and this location of living, obviously.
I think you did that once or twice this weekend.
That's all right. Hey, thanks for coming on. Yeah, this is a blast.
This was good.
Listen to the episode, hear yourself talk. It's always really weird.
Yeah,
so
I bet.
We appreciate it. See you, Tate.
Thanks. Bye.
And that was our good friend Tate. Who I guess is a worse speller than Charlie.
Who would have thunked?
Who would have thunked? So as everyone knows, big wine guys.
We dabble in the wine game.
Charlie and me, wine club is underway. We are we're trying to find a couple of sponsors here and there, so we're just plugging random wines that we like, or that we found at the store 5 minutes ago.
Either one. If you want to join the wine club, let us know. We'll try to get some sort of organization to this where we can, like...
Maybe, like, an email list?
Oh. Yeah.
Or maybe... Do people still have Yik Yak?
No. Oh. we're not in the range either, dude.
Oh, that's right.
Email us. There we go.
Maybe a LinkedIn message every week.
Emails? I don't have LinkedIn.
I think we should find something crazy. I think we should find something different.
Tweet at us.
Just tweet wines at us, and we'll just retweet them.
Slide into our DMs.
Actually, that'd be the easiest way. Just tweet good wines at us, and we'll retweet them.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect. Maybe like a picture of the bottle.
So, Grant, what did you have this week?
This week I had a little summer water. It's a 2017 rosé from the Central Coast of California. It pairs really well with string cheese, again.
2 weeks in a row.
I totally forgot that I said that last time. But yeah, I bought it when I was buying some pork chops. And my intention was to have it with the pork chops, but I had it with string cheese instead. So it was good. Very sugary body. Really settles your stomach. That's about it.
You can report later how it goes down.
Yeah.
All right. This week I enjoyed a 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon. Cab for short.
Cab.
Nice from cab. By Chateau... Sauvignon. Mm-hmm. It's from Northern California. It was good. It has those berry flavors, some blackberry, some blueberry in there.
Dingleberries?
I don't think there's any dingleberry in there. It has a nice, strong, lasting taste, kind of lingers in your mouth a little bit. I enjoyed it with a nice New York strip. I would recommend that. I was a big fan.
Not a Five Guys burger?
And online it did say the guy would recommend a Five Guys cheeseburger with bacon. So, it's not too, it's pretty
easy. I think
easy.
That's just like a fallback. That's just a good fallback. Like,
it's just,
would you recommend this?
Burger.
Just a Five Guys burger, maybe some bacon on it.
And a side fries. Of peanuts.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so, pretty good. I'd recommend it. It's an easy go.
Easy.
And this thing with our quotes?
I think we should bring it around.
Go for it.
So my quote, I don't know who said it, but I'm going to say it anyway. So you can just quote me. never let the things you want make you forget about the things you have.
I like that.
Thanks. I was actually on my Instagram like a year ago, and I popped it up again today. Sometimes when people follow you on Instagram,
repost.
Then you have to look through your own. You have to look through your own. Like, is everything cool on here?
To see what are they getting into.
Yeah, what are they gonna see about me? Should I be nervous? All
right. I'll go with, I am learning all the time. The tombstone will be my diploma.
Ooh.
So never, never saw. Oh, that came from Eartha Kitt.
So your tombstone's just gonna say, or your diploma, I should say, is just gonna say,
like, trust me, I'm an engineer.
Like, proud father and co-creator of the podcast, Charlie and Me. That's all your tombstone's gonna say.
Trust me, I'm an engineer.
All right. Well.
Nah. On that note, see ya.
Deuces.
Deuces.